news time.
I'm just going to pray before we start, so please bow your heads a bit. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Help us to be really dialed in right now that we'll be listening. We will, yeah, not get distracted in this. We can hear what you want to say. Help me to speak really clearly and help everyone's hearts and eyes to be opened listening to this. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's kick it off. So, guys, who would Taylor Swift hang out with on the weekend? Not me. It was meant to be a rhetorical question. So, she'd hang out with someone who's a celebrity, right? With great power. Boys. With great power and influence. So, she would hang out with her friends. She'd hang out with other singers. She'd hang out with other celebrities, other popular and well-known people. Who are we certain that Taylor Swift would not hang out with? We're certain that she wouldn't hang out with like the crazy people on the train that yell and you like kind of grab your bag a little bit because you get a little bit scared. She wouldn't hang out with kind of the people who've done wrong by her. People hang out with people that are like them. And that's sort of like us. If you really love sport, your mates probably love sport. If you really love board games, your mate probably loves board games. If you really like art and dancing, your friends probably like that too. It's the natural human thing, which is why the passage we're about to read is so shocking. So when we look into this passage, one of the most wild things we see is Jesus acting in a way which in that time would have been totally unexpected. Let's read verses 13 and 14. Once again, Jesus went out beside the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd came to him. He began to teach them. As he walked along, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus. Levi was sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," Jesus told him. Levi got up and followed him. So we see in verse 13 that Jesus has a big crowd following him whilst he taught. He has this crowd because earlier in the chapter, we read about him healing a paralyzed man. Crazy. So we know that Jesus currently has a big and powerful reputation, and many people are following him because they recognize his power. Normally, people who have a strong following and such a reputation would hang out with people who are alike. However, we see in verse 14 that Jesus tells Levi, a tax collector, to follow him. How weird. You'd expect someone with such a great reputation and such a great following not to hang out with a tax collector, who was some of the greediest and most disliked people in society. Not Jesus, though. Jesus' passion is to save people and to love people. Even those in society who are outcasts and widely disliked. Jesus does the unexpected and calls Levi, someone who is one of the lowest people of such a low reputation. He calls him to follow him, even when everyone would expect Jesus to hang out with the powerful. So tonight, we're going to investigate two people in this talk. The first person will be Levi, and the second person, well, multiple people, is the Pharisees. So let's start about Levi, the tax collector. So at this time in history, tax collectors collected taxes for the Roman government, and they often charged their own people outrageous fees for themselves. They were very greedy, and in society, they were generally pretty disliked. Tax collectors would have been considered to be very far from God, individuals who are too bad for Jesus. Are you like Levi? Do you think that you were too far from Jesus? That you were not good enough for him? Let's look into the passage. So verse 14. As he walked along, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus. Levi was sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," Jesus told him. Levi got up and followed him. Later, Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house. Many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples. They were part of the large crowd following Jesus. Skipping to verse 17, Jesus heard that, so he said to them, "Those who are healthy don't need a doctor. Sick people do. I've not come to get those who think they are right with God to follow me. I've come to get the sinners to follow me." Levi, a tax collector, right, was called by Jesus to follow him. One of the people in society who everyone thought would not be good enough for Jesus at all was called by Jesus to follow him. How wild is that? Also, not only was Levi called just to follow Jesus, We see in verse 15 that Jesus ate dinner with him and the other sinners too. Jesus could have eaten dinner with literally anyone because of how big of a crowd he had following him. But Jesus chose to eat dinner with the sinners and the tax collectors. He chose the lowest of the lows to eat dinner with, to express love and to build friendships with them. Some of you guys here today might be like a Levi. You think you're not good enough for Jesus. You think you've done too much bad and not followed him enough. You think that Jesus would not love you. The truth is, you aren't good enough for Jesus. But that is okay. As we see in verse 17, Jesus came for the sick, as they are the ones who need a doctor. Even though you may feel horrible and you feel like you're not good enough for Jesus and he could never love you, he still will love you and forgive you. And that's even though you don't deserve it. So if you are like a Levi, feeling like you've done too much bad or you're too far from God, whether that's in how you don't act like a Christian outside of church, the way you treat your friends and your family horribly, the good news is that you're not too far from Jesus. You're not too far from Jesus. He came to heal the sick. He came to heal people like me and like you guys. You aren't good enough for Jesus. But that's okay. Because he will still love you. If that was Levi, maybe you kind of resonate with that. Maybe you're like Levi. Now let's look at the second person for today, the Pharisees in the passage. So the Pharisees, they were the high teachers. They were the legal experts who kind of knew everything. They were very concerned about the law and obeying the law. And they were very concerned with making sure other people did so as well. The Pharisees probably would have expected that Jesus would eat dinner with them, as they held great power and a big reputation just like Jesus. And I wonder sometimes if we can be like the Pharisees. Let's read from verse 15. Later, Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house. Many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples. They were part of the large crowd following Jesus. Some teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, were there. They saw Jesus eating with the sinners and tax collectors. So they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" So we see here that the Pharisees, they were very concerned about Jesus eating with the sinners and the tax collectors. They were concerned because Jesus, someone who's been forgiving people's sins and healing them, was eating with the outcasts of society. Why would someone so followed like Jesus not associate himself with other powerful people like the Pharisees? The thing with the Pharisees was that they thought they were better than others because of the way they acted. They believed they were more holy and therefore should be prioritized by Jesus. I wonder if sometimes you are like the Pharisees. Have you been coming to youth group or church your whole life? Have you been going to the Christian group at school? Maybe you don't swear, but other Christians you do know swear. Do you think that you are good enough or a better Christian because of these things? Are you like the Pharisees who question why Jesus would eat with the outcasts and the bad people in society? Guys, the reality is that no matter who you are, how many times you've been to church, how many people you've invited to youth group, you are just as sick and just as in need of help from Jesus, and you are literally on the same playing field as everybody else. You're no better than your friend Max, who's only been to youth group once this term. You are just as sinful and just as in vital need of Jesus' help as everybody else. So, if you're like the Pharisees and think that you are better than others because they are more sinful, stop. Stop. You need Jesus' help and you need his redemption just as much as anybody else. We are all equally sick. So far, we've talked about how we can be a Levi, thinking we're too far from Jesus because we're too bad. And we've talked about how we can be like a Pharisee, thinking we're good enough because we aren't as sinful as other people in our lives. We know that we're all equally bad and don't deserve Jesus at all, but he has still come to love us. So what are you going to do? Will you truthfully follow Jesus? Will you commit your life to him? Let's read the passage from verse 15. Later, Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house. Many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples. They were part of the large crowd following Jesus. Some teachers of the law who were Pharisees were there. They saw Jesus eating with sinners and tax collectors. So they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard that. So he said to them, "Those who are healthy don't need a doctor. Sick people do. I have not come to get those who think they are right with God to follow me. I have come to get the sinners to follow me." Wow. It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but it's the sick. "I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners." Jesus came for the sinners. And who are the sinners? Everyone. Everyone is a sinner. Jesus came for everybody. Think about it like this. Imagine you went home one night and you stole all the expensive items in your house. I mean, everything. Your mom's really nice necklaces. Your dad's really cool random gadgets he has. Your sibling's phone. Imagine you took all of that. You sold it. You got all this money in an unfair way, like thousands of dollars. After you treated your family so horribly, you're going to feel terrible. You feel terrible and like you feel like you don't deserve their love at all. Imagine your parents come to you and they say, "Come on, we love you. You're still in our family." That would be an act of incredible love, wouldn't it? And that's just like what Jesus does for us. Jesus heals the sick. Jesus goes to the sinners, the tax collectors, the Pharisees, and he asks them to follow him. He is the doctor who heals those who think they don't need healing, and he heals those who think they're too sick to be healed. All they need to do is follow him. As I talked about earlier, Jesus' passion is to save people from their sin. I didn't say Jesus' passion is to save the good, holy people from their sin, did I? Jesus' passion is to save the sick from their sin. Jesus wants you to follow him, no matter who you are. But what does following Jesus really look like? It's a good question. So following Jesus, it's looking at his life and trying to act like him. I'll say that again. Following Jesus is looking at his life and trying to act like him. We want to be Christ-like. That requires us seeing his actions and trying to implement that into our life. Following Jesus looks like not picking on that one boy in your grade who's really extra annoying. Maybe he is that guy that everybody else picks on because of the way he acts. Following Jesus would look like sticking up for that boy, even in front of your mates, even at a social cost. Following Jesus would actively be sticking by that boy and being his mate. Also, following Jesus can look like loving that girl that everybody gossips about. The girl who isn't added into your group chat. Loving that girl who may be difficult to love. Following Jesus would be caring for her and making her feel included and valued. And again, following Jesus also looks like thinking about the way you speak at school. Is swearing, bringing people down, and shaming the people around you following Jesus? No, it isn't. Following Jesus looks like intentionally trying to make your language build others up and ensuring that the way you speak is showing that you are a follower of Christ. So, we know that Jesus came to heal us, the sick. Remember, if you judge the others around you, you are not better than anyone else around you. You are just as sinful and as sick as everybody else. And remember that you are never too far from God or too sinful for him. Jesus came to heal the sick, and it doesn't matter how sick you are. Let's follow Jesus. Let's be set apart, holy in our actions. Let's love him. Let's follow him. And let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for sending your son down so he could heal us, the sick. Help us to not be like the Pharisee, who thinks that yeah, they're good enough for you, Jesus. And they look down at other people and think that they're worse, Lord. And help us, if we feel like Levi, to know that we're not too far from you, that we're not good enough for you, but you've come to save us, Lord. Help us to love you and to follow you. Amen.